Welcome to your Calvary Creation Minute. This is Steve. One of the most memorable accounts I was taught as a child was of Balaam and his talking donkey. It has often spoke personally to me that if God was able to speak through a donkey, he could definitely speak through someone like me. Some may call this story miraculous or even a fairy tale, but is there any evidence that Balaam was a real historical figure? Actually, there is. On March 17, 1967, archaeologists were excavating a mound named Tel Deir Allah in modern-day Jordan. They found a non-Hebrew temple with collapsed plaster walls. Some of the plaster fragments appeared to have text inscribed onto them. After each of these fragments were carefully cleaned, infrared photographs were taken and small traces of organic ink became readable. The jigsaw of the plaster fragments were put back together and a name was found. It read, Seer of the Gods, Balaam, son of Beor. This discovery is believed to be the oldest example of Aramaic literature in the world. Not only that, this pagan temple, dated between 840 and 760 BC, is believed to be some sort of pagan school for prophets based on the type of inscriptions found elsewhere in the temple, which included descriptions of calamities or curses pronounced on people or places. This aligns with the description of Balaam's occupation as a prophet for hire, given in Numbers 22, where Balak, a pagan king, hired him to curse the nation of Israel. Isn't that amazing? This is yet another example of how archaeology supports the written word of God. To learn more, contact me at creation@calvarychapel.ca and tune in on our podcast, now available on all podcast platforms.